You're listening to Saturday AM on ABC Radio around Australia, where it's coming up to 13 and a half past eight. Former investors of the failed firm Storm Financial are weighing up a last-minute compensation offer from the Commonwealth Bank. The bank has agreed to pay another $136 million to people who lost money in Storm's collapse. The offer comes just 2 days before the Commonwealth Bank was due in court to defend its involvement with Storm. The deal has been described by some as a cop-out, and investors say they'll consider the offer very carefully before accepting. Stephanie Smale has this report from Brisbane.
When Storm Financial folded in 2008, clients who'd borrowed money through banks to invest in the firm lost more than $800 million. The Australian Securities and Investment Commission says the Commonwealth Bank's compensation offer will cover 55% of their loss. ASIC Chairman Greg Medcraft says the deal adds to payments and benefits CBA has already paid to Storm investors, and it will spare them the uncertainty of a trial.
I wanted to get a timely outcome because many of them are elderly and retirees, and you know, what I didn't want to do is put them through a lengthy trial.
ASIC launched legal action against Storm Financial, the Commonwealth and Macquarie Banks, and the Bank of Queensland in 2010. The trial is due to begin in Brisbane on Monday, but it's likely the case against the Commonwealth Bank will now be dropped. CBA hasn't admitted liability, but ASIC Chairman Greg Medcraft says the settlement will act as a warning to other financial institutions.
I think the settlement itself, which is a compensation for 55% of their loss, actually sends a message to all gatekeepers in the financial system that if the product is inappropriate, that you know there is a fairly strong pressure, well, there will be a strong pressure to compensate investors.
A separate class action against CBA and Macquarie Bank will be heard concurrently to the ASIC trial. Lawyer Stuart Levitt says his clients aren't backing down from their case.
For them to seek justice and to see the bank held accountable for what happened, that's the reason why they've been doing this. They could have accepted 40 pieces of silver 2 years ago, but they want the truth to come out.
The $136 million compensation offer will be divided between 2,400 investors. Mark Weir from the Storm Investors Consumer Action Group says that's not a lot of money, considering how much they've lost.
Their initial investment with Storm Financial was, for the most part, aimed at securing a retirement outside of the social welfare system. If it enables them to do that, it will be all and good. But it's early days to determine whether or not it's a sellout or whether or not it's going to deliver justice to those investors.
That was Mark Weir from the Storm Investors Consumer Action Group, ending that report from Stephanie Smale.